You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Cincinnati traveling to Tennessee to take on the number one seeded Tennessee Titans. Titans favored by 3.5 points in this one. And I just have no faith in the Titans. Maybe I'm too influenced by last week. I am loving Joe Burrow. I love the fact that Joe Burrow came out and he was like, look, I've played in big games before. I'm not getting rattled. And the thing I like the most is he said, quote, this is how it's going to be from here on out. He literally said, this is the standard. I love that he's setting the tone for the organization. I love that he gets that it's his job to do that as the quarterback. And I am all in. I think I'm calling for the Bengals just a straight out upset in this one. I love Cincinnati.
Look, I know that the, you know, the losers on the Oddcast are all about Joe Burrow. You guys, not you, Stats, really your co-host. You guys are all about whatever direction the wind is blowing. The Chargers are awesome. We love the Chargers. The Chargers are our team. Justin Herbert, you know, wow, we got this. So we're great. You know, we're Chargers fans all the way. Chargers number one. Chargers are gone. All of a sudden, what do we do? What does the Oddcast do? We look for someone else. We need another place to put our emotions. So all of a sudden, who are the biggest Bengals fans in the world? Not the fine folks over at Cincy Jungle. Rob Stats Guerrera and Brandon Lee God. Joe Burrow's awesome. All right. I'm not going to deny that. I love Joe Burrow. Love Ja'Marr Chase. The whole, you know, remember when you and I were upset about his comments about the stripes on the
catching
football?
The ball, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big L for us. But, you know what else the Bengals have? And you know this too, Zach Taylor. Like, that, like there is a ceiling on this Bengals team. Whereas the Titans are so disrespected. And I will not stand for it. The Titans, you know, people act like they, like, tripped into the number one seed, or like everyone else around them tripped. The Titans earned this. They earned this, and they kind of, you talked about the Cowboys had to pull off the perfect play. They had to pull off the perfect situation to get Derrick Henry back for the playoffs. And they did. Like, they're here.
Dude, tell me the last time a number one seed had 5 losses. Like, don't tell me, like,
I mean,
they did kind of stumble into it. The whole conference was down. So I don't want to hear like, oh, I mean, this is a team. Did they not lose to the Jets this year?
Sure, but they also beat the crap out of the Chiefs. Like, look, we love to gas up the Bills for how they beat the Chiefs. The Titans broke the Chiefs. Yeah, I mean, the Titans, like, destroyed the Chiefs. I mean, you know, in a way the Bills didn't. And so do the Titans have the sexiest offense in terms of quarterback play? No, although he did go to the finest institution of higher learning in the world, you know, Texas A&M University. I mean, but they have, like, it. They, like, you know, that same, like, swag or whatever you want to give Joe Burrow. The whole Titans team has that. And I think we also don't put enough stock in the idea of avenging. You know, I know, like, you're a big Marvel guy. I'm a big Marvel guy. Like, shout out to the Avengers. But, like, the Titans had a really embarrassing playoff loss last year. And I think the Bengals, you've been saying it more than anybody all season long, they're a next year team, and like, they will be great next year, but they're in over their heads a little bit here. And there's something to that. There's something to like living in the blur, but I think the blur is just going to take over them this weekend. I will take the Titans easily, and I don't have a problem giving you 3.5 points. Like, this is, I don't know that I think Derrick Henry's going to come back and go like 200 yards or anything, but I just think the Titans are a better team. And I think Mike Vrabel is the best coach in terms of this matchup. I think if you looked at any of the games this week, and looked at the coaching matchups or the quarterback matchups, I think the largest gap is from Mike Vrabel to Zach Taylor.
That's interesting. I want to get back to something you said about the Bengals, though, because I've talked about it, right? Like, they're playing with house money this year. But I do wonder, does there come a point, RJ, where your expectations change, right? Like, and what I mean is, if you were at a casino, if you went to a casino and all of a sudden you were playing the slots and boom, you hit the jackpot. You hit the $1 million jackpot. So you are up $1 million. If you somehow kept playing and walked out of the casino with $500, like sure, when you woke up that morning, you would have taken $500, you know, on your trip to the casino because that's a pretty good day. But it's when you're up $1 million, like the expectations change at that point. I would think that you have to walk out of there with, you know, more than that. So is that where we are with Cincinnati now, where it's like, yeah, going into the year, you would have been thrilled to be here, but now you are here. And now maybe we do have to shift the expectations for them.
Sure. I think that's fair. But I also think that they're like, they haven't made $1 million. Like that's worth it. Like, I think they're sitting on like 70 grand. You know what I mean? Like it's not $1 million. And I think that that's evidenced by the fact that, like, to be very clear, they, you know, the whistle thing was, the ruling was wrong, but you know, that's a touchdown, like, you know, so whatever. I don't think that affected the game, but I mean, even including that, like, even if you want to die on that touchdown shouldn't have counted, Hill, I mean, it was still kind of a close game. Like, you know, the Raiders were in it at the very end. The Raiders are not a good team, you know, and the Bengals sort of struggled. Joe Burrow didn't have his crazy week 16, 17 performance against them. And maybe that happens. Like, if there is one, you know, like kill shot that exists throughout the playoffs right now, it's Joe Burrow to Ja'Marr Chase. And that can happen at any point. We know that. But I just really trust the Titans in an overall sense. I mean, they've been there. They've done that. This is a team that's been to the playoffs like 1,000 years in a row at this point. Like they've
They've lost playoff games is what they've done.
They beat a one seed. The last one seed in the AFC to lose lost to the Tennessee Titans. And that was a team that we thought was unstoppable in Lamar Jackson's MVP season in Baltimore. And so, I mean, I think there's something to that. Like, this is so new for the Bengals, for, you know, Zach Taylor, for Joe Burrow, for Ja'Marr Chase. Like, it's all new. And like, that's great. It'll be awesome again next year. I just don't think it's enough for Tennessee. This is, again, like when Tennessee first made the playoffs, like when this run kind of started, remember when they lost the AFC title game themselves to Kansas City? I remember thinking like, man, they'll fade. Like, we won't ever see the Titans back in the playoffs. Like, this was a weird year. Like, Tannehill came in for Mariota, whatever. Like, you know, everything will regress to the mean. It didn't. Like, they have hovered around for a long time. They deserve a lot of props. And so I'll take the Titans here. They've got a week's worth of rest. Everybody made it such a big deal about how they, you know, kind of barely held on against the Texans. More was made about that than how the Bengals barely held on against the Raiders last week. Not that the Texans
Raiders
are Raiders.
Way better than the
no,
Texans.
I know that. I mean, I'm making that point, but my point is like all teams struggle, and I think the Titans struggles are exacerbated more. I mean, let's not forget the Titans lost to the Jets. So did the Bengals. The Bengals. I mean, you know, so I mean, and that was when we thought Cincinnati was legit and they let us down. So I will take the Titans here.
I think that the Bengals have won $1 million. They haven't won a playoff game, RJ, in 31 years before last week. I mean, their big goal was, now you can send a text message that says the Bengals won in the playoffs. Like, that was the crowning achievement. To me, you are up $1 million at that point. But I don't know. Nothing scares me about Tennessee. And you can talk, oh, Derrick Henry's coming back. Here's the deep, dark secret, RJ. Their running game hasn't really suffered that much without Derrick Henry. He got hurt in week 8 against the Colts, right? Here are the rushing totals for Tennessee since the Derrick Henry injury. 69 against the Rams, 66 against the Saints, 103 against the Texans, 270 against the Patriots, 102 against the Jags, 201 against the Steelers, 90 against the 49ers, 198 against the Dolphins, and 124 against the Texans. So here's the thing. They've been just fine without Derrick Henry. So I don't know that his return is going to be like this huge, giant boost. Not saying he's not a good player. He clearly is. But they've been doing okay without him. And I don't know. I kind of like the swagger of the Bengals. The Tennessee Titans have no swagger to me whatsoever. And I think I feel good about Cincy.
The Titans, not to brag here, follow me on Twitter. I'm going down with my boys.
How
Let's
is that
go.
Not a brag?
I just think it's cool. I mean, you
just
know,
because you say it's not a brag doesn't mean you're not bragging.
We are friends, me and the Titans. So I will take them. This is, by the way, maybe the grossest helmet/uniform matchup could conjure up in NFL playoff game. Like, especially the helmets, like the uniforms are gross enough, but like the set for this game will look disgusting, like where they have the helmets on the bottom. You know what I mean? Like, I am not about this in any way, shape, or form, but I still think the Titans win very easily. I miss the white Titans helmet.
Yeah, me too. Like, you go back and look at the Niners Cowboy, like, those photos are gorgeous. Those two teams, because
they have this, they have the awesome sun.
Well, that's true. But like, the teams just look good on TV. Like, the Titans and Bengals don't even look like they're pro teams. That's how bad the jerseys are. All right.
Right.
Let's move on to the other.
Hang on. Sorry, Stats. One last thing. Do you know who the Bengals' last playoff win was before, was against, before they beat the Raiders last week?
No, I should know this, but I don't.
Do you want to guess? I'm talking just the team that they had, the last playoff game they won before last week. Who
is
that
it, the Raiders? Was against?
It wasn't the Raiders. So no, I'll give you that one clue.
No, I don't know who it is then.
It was their opponent this week. It was the Houston Oilers.
Oilers. God, the Oilers, a team that doesn't even exist anymore. All right.
But it does. This is revenge for the Oilers.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.